Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We are with Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Somewhat of a somber, serious day as the House is set to make a historic vote on the impeachment of Donald Trump. They have those votes. And certainly we saw rallies all over the country and our region yesterday as a result of what's happening today.
Yep, from Boston Common to the French Quarter in New Orleans, a series of protests and rallies were held with an eye toward today's major news event. The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote whether or not to impeach President Donald Trump on two articles accusing the president of abuse of power and obstruction. In our area, people were seen on the corner of Wolf Road and Central Avenue campaigning against the president.
Obviously, WAMC will carry NPR's live coverage today beginning at 9 a.m. We will preempt the roundtable to do that. From there, Jeff, let's go to this horrible situation of a murder of a young woman in Gloversville.
Yes, the two men indicted in the Malta murder of Gloversville resident Elizabeth Lamont appeared in court Tuesday and pleaded not guilty. Georgios N. Kakavelos, 51, of Balsam Spa, and James Dovey, 34, of Johnstown, appeared separately Tuesday afternoon in Saratoga. Kakavelos and Duffy both were arrested shortly after Lamont's body was discovered October 31st in a swampy marshland in Malta. She was last seen alive days earlier in Johnstown, near the local substation number 9 sandwich shop where she worked. Kakavelos co-owns the sandwich shop, and Duffy was a manager there. Both men remain held without bail.
I'll follow that as that develops further. From that to quite a winter so far, and we haven't even crossed into winter yet, and the snowstorms have been coming fast and furious.
Yes, it's the talk of the town. Snow blanketed the region for the latest time on Tuesday, causing slick roads and slowing commutes. The National Weather Service had anticipated as much as 6 inches of snow for our area, with pockets of up to 8 inches. A road condition caused drivers to slide most of the day. Cobleskill led the area with 4 inches. Most areas received between 2 and 3 inches of snow. All this in winter does not even officially begin until Saturday.
And tonight we dive into the sub-zero temperatures with wind chill advisories. Soon to be warnings up for a good portion of the region. Dress appropriately. Winter obviously is here. Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Thanks, Jeff. Have a great holiday, and we'll catch up with you after that.
Happy holidays, Dave. Thank you, Dave.